U.S. President Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, said Friday he believes the president is not being truthful about not knowing about hush money payments made to two women before the 2016 election. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Michael Cohen made the statement in a television interview Friday.
Facing 3 years in federal prison after cooperating with prosecutors, Cohen says he's coming clean, telling ABC News' George Stephanopoulos the president was behind the hush money payments. Cohen did not give any evidence. The president at first denied even knowing about the payments and then said they were private transactions, not violations of campaign finance law, and denied directing Cohen to break the law. Cohen says he's done being loyal to Trump, who has called him a liar that cut a deal to get a shorter prison term and spare his family. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A child in the custody of U.S. Border Patrol agents died after being picked up along a remote stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border. As AP's Rita Foley reports, the Guatemalan girl had not eaten or drunk in days.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala was found with her father and dozens of other immigrants near Lordsburg, New Mexico. She suffered seizures, appeared to be in shock, and apparently had not had anything to eat or drink in days, according to federal officials. She had a fever of almost 106. U.S. border agents airlifted her to an El Paso, Texas hospital where she died. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen offered her sympathies and told the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends,
"This is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally."
There'll be an autopsy to find out exactly what killed the little girl. I'm Rita Foley.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says that he does not want to serve as President Trump's White House chief of staff. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, Christie is the latest name to pull out of consideration for that position.
Saying now is not the right time for me and my family to undertake this serious assignment, Chris Christie has pulled himself out of consideration to serve as President Trump's next chief of staff. The former GOP governor of New Jersey says in a statement that it's an honor to have been considered. Christie was thought to be at the top of the president's shortlist of contenders, and the two had met Thursday to discuss the job.
AP's Shelley Adler. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the detention of two Canadian citizens in China is unlawful and called for them to be released. China detained the two Canadians this week in apparent retaliation for the arrest of a top Chinese tech executive in Canada on behalf of the United States. Speaking at the State Department Friday, Pompeo said Canada's actions against Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou were within its laws and should not affect any other negotiations between China and the United States.
We have lots of complicated issues going on with China today all around the world, and we work on each of those to get good outcomes for the people of the United States of America and respecting the rule of law each step along the way. We'll do that here as well.
Canadian police detained Meng earlier this month in Vancouver on fraud charges and on suspicion of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. She has been freed on bail and is awaiting an extradition hearing to the United States. The U.N. envoy for Yemen is calling for the urgent deployment of U.N. monitors to observe the implementation of a ceasefire in the strategic port city of Hodeidah, as well as the withdrawal of rival forces. Martin Griffiths told the Security Council Friday that while an agreement was reached on the situation in Hodeidah, it is only a stopgap.
The temporary arrangements of governance in Hodeidah intend to set no precedent for the future. They are time-bound. They do not confer any new sense of legitimacy or sovereignty.
The 4-year-old civil war has brought Yemen to the brink of famine. Award-winning singer Nancy Wilson, who combined jazz, gospel, R&B, and pop, died at her home in California. She was 81. Oscar Wells Gabriel has the details.
Among Nancy Wilson's influences were Dinah Washington, Nat King Cole, and other stars of the late 50s and 1960s. She covered everything from jazz standards to popular songs like Little Green Apples, drawing on Broadway pop and jazz stylings along the way. During the 1960s, Wilson released 8 albums. Each of them reached the top 20 on Billboard's pop charts.
I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits.